This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Dozens of young Latinos from around Texas gathered over the weekend to hear from presidential, congressional, and state office candidates. They talked about why their votes matter and how they were disappointed some candidates weren't there in person. The event kicked off with mariachis playing outside Slocum Auditorium at San Jacinto College in Pasadena. The campus is located southeast of Houston, but students came from around the state. Organizers registered new voters, and attendees held signs that read, "No manches," or "No way," and "Órale," or "Right on." None of the Democratic presidential candidates attended. Instead, the Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden campaigns sent surrogates, and Tom Steyer and Bernie Sanders spoke via video calls. The event was sponsored by Jolt, which describes itself as the largest progressive Latino organization in Texas. Antonio Arellano, Jolt's interim executive director, says Texas is a battleground state, and that politicians should pay attention to young voters of color.
Texas has 38 electoral votes, 36 congressional seats. We're a powerhouse. And come Super Tuesday, we're one of the biggest prizes. So we want to make sure that young Latinos recognize that they have in their hands the power and the potential to transform this state.
Among the topics raised during the event, climate change, funding for mental health services, and paying for college. I'm Stella Chavez in Pasadena.